Nolte, Disney's Mandalorian and Grogu flops hard in weekend 3. By John Nolte on June 7, 2026. The bottom of the box office barrel for Star Wars is unquestionably Solo. A Star Wars Story, 2018, which petered out with a $214 million domestic gross and a $179 million overseas gross, for a global total of $393 million. That's catastrophic math for any blockbuster. For a Star Wars movie, it revealed a major disturbance in the Force, and that disturbance went by the name of Kathleen the Force's female Kennedy. Remember, Solo is a movie that told fans that the legendary Lando Calrissian would be revealed as a robot-humping pansexual. I don't know what a pansexual is. I don't want to know what a pansexual is. But I do know it's gross. So, with Solo's final math in mind, let's look at where Solo sat after 3 weekends and wide release, $177 million. Now, let's look at The Mandalorian and Grogu's box office take after 3 weekends and wide release, $155 million. At this rate, it is reasonable to assume The Mandalorian and Grogu will not hit $200 million domestic. As That Park Place points out, to reach $200 million, The Mandalorian and Grogu would need to keep generating meaningful weekend and weekday grosses for several more weeks despite already showing signs of front-loaded demand. Its current domestic multiplier is weak, and its second weekend decline suggests that the most motivated fans already turned out early. And then there's this. Measured against the Star Wars brand, the Disney machine, the expectations for a major holiday release, and the historic performance of the franchise, The Mandalorian and Grogu is underperforming badly. With a break-even listed as $500 million, $600 million by The Hollywood Reporter, Disney is in trouble. Emphasis original. Globally, The Mandalorian and Grogu sat at a paltry $258 million after 2 weekends. This weekend won't add much to that total, so the overseas box office is not coming to the rescue. This isn't just bad for the Disney grooming syndicate as far as losing a fortune on a single title. Worse for Disney is that Star Wars is now another in a long list of failed franchises destroyed by wokeatards. The wokeatards killed Indiana Jones, Charlie's Angels, Men in Black, Tron, Willow, Marvel, Fantastic Beasts, Pixar, Shazam, The Muppets, Space Jam, X-Men, Star Trek, and I'm forgetting a few. They annihilated these golden geese by feminizing them, adding gay stuff, shaming us with obnoxious identity and sexual politics, taking all of the fun out of everything, and then scolding us as racists, sexists, and homophobes when we complained or didn't bother to show up. I knew Star Wars was in trouble 30 minutes into The Force Awakens when Rey kept complaining about Finn taking her hand while they were running for their lives. The groomers at Disney deserve all the bad things. All of them. And then some.